Welcome to the Dynamic Astrology Podcast. My name is Caroline Faulkner, and I'm joined with my superstar co-host, Gwen Pidcock.
Thank you, Caroline. Good afternoon, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about two politicians that have been in the news a lot lately. That would be President Trump of the United States of America and Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand. They have very different approaches on the situation, and I'd like to get into it and talk a little bit more about their astrology and what they've been doing during the world's current crisis. So back to Trump, he's got such an interesting mannerism that I think everyone would want to know a little bit more about his birth chart. So maybe you can give us some insight onto that.
Sure. So his sun and north node, which represents his karmic journey, and he also has Uranus, everyone has a Uranus, in the sign of Gemini. And Gemini gone right is all about strategy, intelligence, truth. And Gemini gone wrong is all about the PR salesperson that, you know, it's kind of like, why spoil a good story with the truth? The thing is that he's also got three planets in the sign of Sansa. So his Mercury, which is communication, and his mind have been impacted by the North Node in the sign of Sansa. North Node is about karmic purification. And I think we're seeing a lot of that right now. So it's affecting his mind, basically. The North Node is clashing with his mind and his ability to communicate and these kind of things. Also, he has Venus in the sign of Sansa and Saturn in Sansa. Saturn shows where a person is restricted, and Sansa gone right is all about caring.
There's one thing that I've always heard about Gemini is the evil twin. Is there any truth to this kind of, let's say, maybe you could call it a prejudice against Gemini people?
I think everyone's also got prejudices against every sign. I think Gemini doesn't get any worse stick than Virgo or Scorpio, seriously.
True.
But Gemini, in terms of like the you know, the twins, I do know a lot of Geminis that were or are twins. But they usually say it's almost like a dual personality.
Right.
You know, so Gemini gone right is the strategist, the thinker, you know, the one with the you know, very cerebral. Gemini gone wrong doesn't research the facts, talks a load of bullshit, you know, rather than, you know, sitting in the White House, they sit in the full of shite house. So it's kind of Mars in, he also has, Mars in Leo and Pluto in Leo, and Leo gone right is absolutely fantastic. Huge hearts, very creative, very generous, very benevolent, very loving. Leo gone wrong is actually a manifestation of the four mind poisons: anger, ignorance, pride, and greed. However, he is coming up for his North Node return, and that kicks in June. So it's going to be a very interesting time for the President of the United States.
And that may coincide somewhat with the general election, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's in November, isn't it? But what they're trying to do is they're trying to postpone it.
Yes, it's November 3rd. So I guess the lead up to that, is there anything that about his planets that might make that journey interesting, or is this kind of too off?
I mean, American politics has never been as interesting as it is right now. I mean, I've switched from Netflix and Amazon Prime over to the White House briefings. I mean, who hasn't? Okay, so that is President Trump. He's coming up for his North Node return, and this is huge in June. So let's wait and see what happens there.
Amazing. There's another politician who's been in the news a lot recently, but for a lot of different reasons, and this is the PM who's beaten coronavirus, or at least it looks that way, is New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern. Can you tell us a little bit about her chart and how her strategy and her way of being has helped her so much?
Well, I think what's really interesting is, once again, moving over from this patriarchal society and system of governance over to the matriarchal society and system of governance, because our female leaders are absolutely smashing it. You know, when I say ours in the global community, yeah? So she actually has, her Mercury is in the same place as Trump's, President Trump's. So her Mercury is in the sign of Sansa. So, you know, I think her moves have helped to keep New Zealanders safe. Because basically it was the beginning of March. There was no f***ing around. She literally was like, that's it. No traffic is coming in and out of this country. We are on total lockdown. We're going to nail this and we're going to sort it out. Which is like, that's one of the smartest things to do. It's like, even in London, you know, we're still not screening people at airports.
Yeah.
You know, and or putting them in quarantine. Or, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's not good enough. She also has, her Saturn is in the sign of Virgo. And she also has Jupiter in the sign of Virgo. And Jupiter, wherever your Jupiter is, it's the sign where you have natural skills, talents, and abilities on one hand, but on the other hand, it also shows where we go a little over the top. So everything, there's like a duality to it. So Virgo is all about health, healing, cleanliness, purification, organization. Things like the NHS are actually ruled by Virgo energy, very clinical. You don't want someone who's got like 10,000 planets in Sansa operating on your heart. Oh, sorry, did I hurt you? Oh, oops, oops. Oh, there's a little bit of blood. Oh dear. Whereas Virgo is like, cut there, sew there, pull that out. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Let's close this country down.
Yeah.
You know? And
they're
completely clinical, devoid of, you know, emotion when it comes to the overall strategy, you know, strength. You know,
right.
I'm considering moving to New Zealand, you know. I don't know how many terms she's got left, but you know, with a leader like, but you see, you know, it's the collective mind that conjures up the leader that you've got.
Yeah, and now it's great for young people to see, you know, a woman leader at the top of the charts, let's just say, because it shows them how possible that is to have, you know, it's not just about male or female, it should just be about the best leader. But now that we can see that positive publicity for a woman like that, I think is incredible for, you know, this future into the kind of age of Aquarius that you've been speaking about.
Totally. And also it's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, someone can act like a man and be a woman. Someone can act like a woman and be a man. It's all to do with the way, you know, someone's persona is. But at the end of the day, it's about a matriarchal society which sees us all as one. It's not about states grabbing PPE and masks. It's like, you know, how can we, you know, sort this out for everybody? How can we, do you know what I'm trying to say?
I mean, when you look up feminism in the dictionary, it just says equality. It doesn't say women are supposed to be better, you know, so even when you think of that, in that perspective, this is all, if you're going towards a feminist society, that means we're all going towards an equal society, and that's fantastic. Equal.
Yeah, the thing is that, you know, we've come a long way since we didn't even have a vote. However, you know, there's still a way to go, especially when it comes to, you know, pay equality. And, you know, and I have to face it, in, you know, I mean, I work in the tech industry as well. Thankfully, I'm working with a, you know, an amazing company right now, but I faced it, you know, like serious, you know, misogyny, you know, and you know, that kind of stuff. And I say to people, because I'm quite direct, as you know, you would never speak to me like that if I wasn't a woman. You just would not do it. You know what I mean? So
Well, yeah, it's good when you see, you know, a woman who's so successful in helping people in a position of power, it's just going to reset. It's like you wouldn't speak to anyone like that. And it's, you know, it's about resetting the conscience of what, you know, how we want to talk with people and be with people.
Yeah, and to judge people for their character as opposed to anything else, their character and their actions. You know what I mean?
Respect them, you know, with how you treat them.
Well, yeah. And you know, I think it's interesting. I think we're moving. I mean, December is, we have another big shift coming in June. But in December, this is when Saturn and Jupiter connect. And this is like a reboot of what was going on in 1962. Mm. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. That's for sure, Greg.
This has been a great, another great podcast. We're coming at you a little bit later from London. It's a little jumpier than our last edition, but we thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much for listening. Share it, subscribe, because round about now, none of us are going anywhere. Thanks for listening, folks.
Adios. Thank you so much. Big love.
That's it from Greg and I. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to our channels and support the podcast if you can. Share it with as many people. And if you have any questions that you'd like us to answer on air, we'll see you again next Thursday. Finally, if you'd like to support us and the podcast and future episodes, you'll get access to behind the scenes audio clips and video clips. They're funny. You'll also get access to our newsletter and much, much more. So please visit www.patreon.com/dynamicastrology.
Thanks again for listening.